Okay, so get this. You're trying to find some information online, right?
Yeah.
But instead of just like typing keywords into a search bar, you're actually having this conversation with like a super smart AI.
Yeah.
It can like understand what you actually mean and then like pull up exactly what you need. So that's the whole idea behind Search GPT. And it's already like kind of shaking things up in the search world.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing when you think about it. Search GPT was only launched like what, last month? And it's already attracting millions of users. There are even predictions out there from like Gartner that by 2026, the volume of searches on those like traditional search engines is gonna like drop by 25%. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a huge change. You know, you sent over a bunch of articles about Search GPT and how it compares to like the big names like Google and Bing. So let's like dive into all that and like unpack what it all means. One of the first things that like jumped out at me was this whole idea of generative AI. Can you kind of explain what that is
Yeah.
and how it's different from the AI that we've already been seeing in search?
Sure. So generative AI is basically a type of artificial intelligence that can actually create new content, you know, like text or images, even music. It's not just about finding information. It can actually come up with new insights and present them in a way that feels almost human.
Okay, so that's a big change. It seems like a really big jump from the AI we've seen like added to search engines before, which was mostly focused on just understanding like search queries and making the rankings better. So it's not just about finding the right website anymore. It's like getting a response that's like made just for you, almost like a conversation. That sounds super powerful, but also maybe a little scary. What were some of the strengths and quirks of Search GPT that you noticed?
Well, one expert, Dan Taylor, he did a ton of tests comparing Search GPT to Google and Bing, and he found that Search GPT can sometimes find sources that aren't even in Bing's top 100 results, which is kind of crazy when you think about it, because Search GPT is built on Bing's data. It's like Search GPT can go deeper than just the surface and find stuff that's hidden.
That's really interesting. It's like Search GPT is thinking outside the box in a way that like Google and Bing can't. But I also read that Search GPT's answers can be different, even when you ask the same question two times. Is that like a bug? Or is there something else going on there?
No, it's not a bug. It's more about how adaptive generative AI is. Every time you use it, Search GPT learns and gets better at answering. Think of it like a student that's studying all the time. The more you use it, the more it learns, and the better it gets at knowing what you need.
Okay, so it's kind of like having your own research assistant that's always getting smarter. Speaking of research, one of the articles you sent over mentioned that Search GPT is really good at answering those super specific, like niche questions that can sometimes stump Google and Bing. What makes it so good at that?
It comes down to that generative AI. It's not just looking at keywords, it's actually understanding what you're trying to ask. And then it pulls information from all these different places and puts it together into a response that makes sense. Like imagine you're researching a very specific event in history, or maybe trying to find information on a rare medical condition. Search GPT can cut through all the extra stuff and just give you the exact information you need, which makes it a great tool for researchers, students, or anyone who really wants to learn about a specific topic.
That makes a lot of sense. But how does Search GPT actually compare to the big players like Google and Bing in different situations? Like, let's say local search. Imagine you're in New York City and you're trying to find a good digital marketing agency. Does Search GPT come through?
When it comes to local searches, Google is still the king. In Dan Taylor's test, he found that Search GPT's results for local searches were just kind of all over the place. The maps weren't as detailed or interactive as Google's, and the business listings weren't as complete. So you're looking for a business nearby, Google Maps is still your best bet.
Okay, so Google wins for local search. What about e-commerce? Let's say you're trying to find the best Christmas gifts for him in 2025. Does Search GPT help you stay ahead of the trends?
Well, actually, Search GPT gave more up-to-date results than Google. In some of the e-commerce tests, it seems like it's really good at finding new trends and products. But there is a catch. It had some problems with getting the prices right, which is obviously a big deal for e-commerce.
Yeah, you don't want to get all excited about a gift idea, only to find out it costs way more than you thought. But when it comes to things like health and finances, accuracy is even more important. How does Search GPT handle those your money or your life searches? Or YMYL for short.
That's a great point. Search GPT usually cited sources that were credible for YMYL queries, but the results could be different. And it sometimes included websites that weren't as well known, compared to Google and Bing, which usually stick to the bigger names.
So it seems like Search GPT is still learning when it comes to those important searches. What about searches that are more visual, like travel destinations or fashion trends? Does Search GPT provide good images?
One thing that makes Search GPT different is that it often includes pictures in the answers, which can be helpful for those visual topics. But there's room for improvement when it comes to being clear about the sources. Sometimes it wasn't clear where the image came from, which makes it harder to know if the information is trustworthy.
That's a good point. Knowing where an image came from is important for context and credibility. But before we go any further, there's one thing I'm still not clear about. SearchGPT uses Bing's data, but it doesn't always show the same websites that are high up on Bing. What's going on there?
That's actually one of the most interesting things about SearchGPT. It means that its algorithms are doing more than just copying how Bing ranks things. It's like SearchGPT takes all the data from Bing and then uses its own intelligence to choose the best results.
So it's like SearchGPT is a curator, carefully picking out the most useful and interesting information from all the data that Bing has.
Exactly. And that raises some questions about the future of search. Is this the start of a new time where AI's in charge?
Well, to answer that, we need to look at the bigger picture and see how SearchGPT compares to the current champ, Google.
Well, I don't think SearchGPT is going to like totally replace Google anytime soon. Google has a lot going for it. Like, it has way more data and its algorithms are really good. Plus, it's already so strong in areas like local search and having interactive features.
So it sounds like Google's not going down without a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But SearchGPT is definitely bringing some serious competition. Could we see a future where we use different search tools, depending on what we're searching for?
That's what a lot of experts are saying. We might end up using Google for like everyday searches, or when we're looking for businesses near us, or when we need information that's super accurate on topics that are already well established, but for those really specific searches, or those deep dives into things that are just starting to trend, or when we're looking for something really unique. That's when SearchGPT might become our go-to.
It's kind of like having a toolbox with different tools for search. You wouldn't use a hammer for everything, right? You'd use the right tool for the job. And maybe SearchGPT is that special tool for those specific searches.
Exactly. And having all these different search platforms could actually be good for users. It could lead to more innovation and competition, which could mean better search experiences for everyone.
Okay, so let's talk about what all this means for you, the listener. How does this change things for your search habits?
Well, if you're researching something very specific, especially something brand new or like really cutting edge, don't be afraid to try out SearchGPT. You might be surprised at what you find. It's particularly good for exploring those niche areas where like Google and Bing might not have the best results.
But for your everyday searches, like if you're looking for a local business,
mm-hmm.
or you really need to make sure the information is accurate, Google is still the best option, at least for now.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb for the time being. But the cool thing about this whole evolving search landscape is that there's always something new to discover. So stay curious and keep exploring.
This whole conversation has really made me think about the future of search and how quickly things are changing. It's almost like the Wild West out there right now, with all these new companies and technologies popping up.
Yeah, and that brings up a really important question. As AI keeps changing the search world, how will search engines adapt? And even more importantly, how will we as users adapt to all these changes?
That's a great question. It's like we're all part of this big experiment, trying to figure out how to navigate this new world of information. And it's pretty exciting.
Totally. We're seeing a big shift in how we find and use information. And it's a time with tons of possibilities.
So we want to hear from you. Have you tried SearchGPT? What was it like? Share your thoughts and let's keep talking about this.
Remember, the future of search is happening right now and we're all a part of it. Stay curious, stay informed, and let's explore this new frontier together.
You know, it's wild to think about how fast we've all gotten used to.
Yeah.
Like talking to our phones and stuff.
Yeah.
And using AI to like find information. It really does feel like the future is already here.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of the future, all these changes in search must have businesses kind of freaking out, right? Like trying to figure out how to keep up.
Oh yeah, totally. This shift to AI-powered search is a really big deal for businesses. It's not enough to just like focus on the old SEO stuff. That was all about how to rank high on Google. Now they got to think about how to optimize for SearchGPT too.
Okay, so what does that even look like? Do they have to like totally redo their whole website? Or are there like some specific things they can do?
Well, the good news is that a lot of the basics of good SEO are still important, like making sure you have content that's good quality and relevant to what people are actually searching for. That's more important now than ever. But now businesses also need to think about how to make that content easy for AI to understand, as well as people.
You mentioned structured data earlier. Is that part of it? I remember reading about that in one of those articles. But I gotta be honest, I didn't really get it.
Right. So structured data is basically a way to organize the information on your website so that search engines, including SearchGPT, can understand it more easily. It's kind of like giving the AI a cheat sheet. So instead of having to like figure out what your content means, it can just see like the important information right away, like product names, prices, reviews, even the hours your business is open.
So it's like you're speaking the AI's language.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But what about businesses that really need to show up in local searches, like a restaurant or a store? Does structured data matter for them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For local businesses, structured data is super important so that their information shows up correctly. When people do those near me searches, having a Google business profile that's well optimized is still the most important thing. But structured data can really help with that and make sure that SearchGPT can easily find and show the most important details to users.
So it sounds like businesses need to find a balance between making things work for both the old school search engines like Google and the new AI-powered ones like SearchGPT. That seems like a lot to handle.
It does require thinking about things a little differently. But remember, the main thing is always the user experience, making sure you have good content, accurate information, and a website that's easy to use. Those should be the top priorities for any business, no matter what search engine people are using.
It's kind of like the search world is getting more diverse, with different tools for different needs, and businesses need to adapt to that to stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. Just like users are going to learn to choose the best search tool for what they need, businesses are going to have to come up with strategies that take advantage of what each platform is good at. It's really interesting to see all these changes happening, and it'll be fascinating to see where things go from here.
Well, we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. We've talked about the rise of AI-powered search. We took a deep look at SearchGPT and what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we even talked about how all this affects businesses. It's been pretty eye-opening, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing the beginning of something brand new in search.
Yeah.
And it's full of both possibilities and questions. It's a really exciting time to be following all this.
And remember, this is just the start. The world of search is always changing. Who knows what's coming next? So stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive along the way.